Wow.
What's up?
I just bought and financed a car through Carvana in minutes.
You? The person who agonized 4 weeks over whether to paint your walls eggshell or off-white bought and financed a car in minutes?
They made it easy. Transparent terms, customizable down and monthly. Didn't even have to do any paperwork.
Wow.
Mm-hmm. Hey, have you checked out that spreadsheet I sent you for our dinner options?
Finance your car with Carvana and experience total control. Financing subject to credit approval.
But the Hawks, 3-game win streak, snapped yesterday in New York with a 119-110 loss to the Knicks.
Yeah, it's obviously, anytime you play the Knicks, it's going to be an emotional game. I thought the Hawks played okay offensively, but just sloppy with the ball. From what the bits and pieces I was able to watch yesterday, sloppy with the ball, a number of different turnovers. Trey was Trey. I think we had seven guys in double figures. Zachary Arizashay out with an adductor strain, but you just got sloppy with the ball. Bottom line, when you look at the second half, you were shooting okay. Everything was kind of going according to plan, but the turnovers just absolutely dominated the night. And when you have a guy like Jalen Brunson and Karl Anthony Towns and some of those guys sitting on the bench across from you, you can't do that. And it was just a sloppy brand. So they've looked a lot better of late in the last three games, but they just come up short and just get a little sloppy with it yesterday in the second half.
I watched some of the Boston game Saturday.
Mm-hmm.
In between games we were watching it in between NFL games, and what a way to finish that game. You get into overtime, and I even text Mike Conti and I said, I don't know what to make of this team. They play their best against the best teams in the league, and I know New York is one of the better teams in the East, but it just seems like this team is like they've beaten Boston twice, they've beaten the Cavs twice, I think they've beaten the Knicks twice, and it's just wild. And I know they came up short yesterday, but it feels like good things are happening for this team. So.
Yeah. And I agree with you. Look, you're two games over 500. That's good for six seed right now as far as the standings go. And you got to keep that in mind, right? I mean, this team's had its ups and downs, but very few times this year have you felt like you've been a complete team. You get Jalen back and you do a number of things good, but Zachary Arizashay's out. I feel like you missed his length in the middle. Listen, when Trey and Jalen are out there, you have a chance to win. You just can't be sloppy with the ball. And, without Zach on the floor, Dyson Daniels still had a decent game, but Bogey's still not Bogey to me. He's still not playing the way that you expect Bogey to, spacing the floor, doing different things. But look, they're a quality team. That was going to be a tough matchup all along. I think they were 7.5-point underdogs yesterday.
Why does winning the division not count for something in basketball? Why even have divisions? Because there's the Atlantic, the Central, and the Southeast, and the East. The Hawks are actually in first place in the Southeast, but as it stands today, they would be the sixth seed. Like, why
I have no idea.
Why don't you get like an automatic, like top three or five for winning your division like you do in NFL?
Yeah, I don't know.
Good question.
I don't know. It must just be a scheduling thing. I have no idea. It doesn't seem like it's fruitful in any way. Maybe Dylan knows better than we do.
That's actually a very good question. I have to look that one up myself. I've never dug into why that is, why division winners don't get, an automatic top four. So that's a very good question. I have to look into that one, but not an answer off the top of my head.
I wonder if Mike Conti is listening. Maybe he'll text me.
I think you do. You got the Pistons tomorrow night, if I'm not mistaken. So hopefully you can get back in your winning ways and not be quite so sloppy with the basketball.